However, like the church and like the kingdom of God, things can sometimes go wrong. And one year specifically, there was no one with the gift of registration. And I was left behind in a castle on my own at 8 years old, running around shouting, "Anyone from All Saints?" No one there. They'd all left in their various cars. Everyone had gone, "Oh no, they've definitely got Ben." They didn't have Ben. And so while I was sprinting around this massive castle shouting, "All Saints! All Saints Peckham!" No one, no response, just everyone looking at me very weirdly. Finally managed to get hold of a phone and call my wonderful mum, who's here. And her response was, it was nice, but it was more relief than shock and, "Oh, I hope you're okay," because a phone call from Dad's and Dad's usually means a hospital visit or multiple broken bones. So I think just a missing child case was nothing to her. I think she was mostly relieved. But that is, I think, quite a good picture of how our gifts sort of can be used for the kingdom of God. In that while things are going to go wrong, there may be things missing. If we all do our part and unwrap our gifts and development as shown by this wonderful play that just happened, wonderful things can happen and we can really see communities built and, you know, lives changed. And trying out these new gifts that we need to sort of develop the church can take a whole load of different forms. You might want to just talk to someone new at church. You might want to try youth work. You might want to try helping out with Sunday school or on the welcome team. You just gotta try and put yourself out there and see what the Lord wants you to do. And, you know, that might result in some embarrassing situations where you realise actually that wasn't really for me. Maybe, you know, there's some people who aren't cut out for youth work. I can attest to that. But, you know, everyone should try and give everything a shot. We also need to be better as a church at recognising people's gifts that are obvious and complimenting them. So I'd like all the servants to go and say to the other servants, "Oh, I love your gifts. They're great." And just say, "Oh, you're a great cook." That's probably not going to happen, but well done, servants. That was a great demonstration. But that's what we need to be better at as a church. Because if someone tries something new, and we can see that it's having a huge effect on those around them and that it's really wonderful, often they might think that that's not a new gift or that's something they've been doing for ages. We need to be able to sort of step in and really encourage them. And while that is me unashamedly saying, please compliment me on this talk afterwards, it's also just something that we do really need to improve on as a church and make sure that we recognise each other's gifts and really compliment people on how they're doing. I would also like to say that these gifts really are, despite the, you know, downsides that I've definitely overplayed, they are really wonderful things, and they are the reflections of God in us, the purest form of God in us as he made us in his image, and that we can really see the kingdom of God and, you know, how we can create it in Peckham through all of us doing the things that God made us to do. That's what our gifts are. They're what God designed us to do for the church. God made us to be part of the church and to really have a huge effect on it and to make sure we improve it. So we need to be trying new things all the time to see, you know, is this part of what God's called me to do in the church? It could be tiny things, you know, helping clean up after church. Anything. It really could be what God is calling you to do. We also need to, as I've said, sort of step out and try new things over and over again to discover our gifts. And often, unfortunately, when discovering new gifts, it's going to be the things that make you feel the most uncomfortable that the Lord is calling you to. Because it's only when we leave it all up to the Lord and we're doing none of it in our own strength and we're doing all of it with God that we can see that actually I'm nothing to do with this. None of this is coming from me. This is all what God has put in me. That's why we often see that, you know, the shyest and quietest people are often incredible speakers, is because none of that is natural to them. They know that all of that strength is coming from Jesus. And therefore, what they're speaking is just going to be purely the word of the Lord. There's going to be nothing else there. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be powerful. So the less we do ourselves then, the more we leave up to God with our gifts. You know, the massive impact it's going to have on the church. It's going to be huge. And if we all manage to get over that barrier of, you know, some of us might find it really hard to talk to new people. Maybe you're called to evangelize. That's going to be really hard the first few times. But you know what? It could do amazing things. And say you talk to 100 people over a year and just one of them comes to church. That's amazing. You've done a huge thing for the kingdom of the Lord, and that's incredible. And you've got the gift of evangelism. And we can also see that these gifts come in many different shapes and sizes. They don't need to be mentioned in the Bible. They don't need to be outlined. You know, I don't know if there's the gift of cooking outlined in the Bible or the gift of creativity or athletic ability, but it's all, we can all do it in a way that glorifies the Lord. You know, if we're cooking for people, if we're inviting people over, that's hospitality, that's incredible. You're being warm and welcoming. You're affecting people's lives, and you're using the God in you to really change lives and affect everyone around you. And it's those little glimpses of God in us, those little gifts, that are what can set us apart from the rest of the world. And it's hopefully what's going to get normal people around London or around the world to go, I can see there's something different about you. I can see that gift, that the purest part of God in you coming out now. And that is, I want to find out about that. That is something new. That's something I've never seen before. That's something that nothing else comes close to. That's something no one else can do in their own strength, because you've left it all up to the Lord. And yeah, that was definitely more brief than Jonathan asked me to do, but I sort of panicked and rambled through all my points at once. But yeah, thank you, church.